As we conclude our series of shiurim on chatzitza, there's an interesting discussion amongst the paiskim about a chatzitza in the teeth. So it's very clear all the paiskim teach us that before a person goes to the mikveh, they should be careful to clean their teeth. And in fact, as we discussed in one of our previous shiurim, since there are opinions that hold that every aver in the body is considered separate, the Meiri quoted that opinion according to the Gaonim, that every aver in the body we look at separately. So if we look at every aver in the body separately, so the halacha would be that if there's a chatzitz in the teeth, even though obviously the teeth don't represent most of one's body, it would be considered a chatzitza. And therefore, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to be very careful to clean the teeth before one uses the mikvah. But the question that comes up is different situations in one's mouth, different dental situations in one's mouth, and how do we look at them as far as the chatzitz is concerned. If somebody has in their mouth a permanent filling or a permanent denture, a permanent crown that is not normally removed, the Paiskim all agree, ready the Masham, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Ches, the Daki Tshuva here in Simen Kof Tzadik Ches, Sivkot and Ayin Hei, Davni Nezer in Simen Reish Nun Tes Yerideya, are all lenient. If, however, one has dentures that are easily removed and put back, they are considered certainly a chatzitza. The Masham says so, the Taras Yisrael discusses that as well. Because a chatzitza that's there forever is not considered something that's there permanently is not considered a chatzitza. And that's the halacha of a permanent filling or a permanent denture. What is the halacha if somebody has a tooth that's shaking? So actually I saw that it's a machloikis hapaiskim. It's a machloikis between Rebbe Yoshev Zecher Tzadik Levracha and Rav Ozner Shlita. Rebbe Yoshev in the Kovis Tshuvis Chelik Aleph Simon Peivov of Ois Beis is machmer. He says, since this is a tooth that's going to be removed, that is enough to make it be considered a chatzitza. Rav Ozner, on the other hand, says that you could be lenient in such a situation because as long as the tooth or the filling, a tooth that's shaky, everybody's making, I'm talking about a filling that's shaky. Right now the filling is there, and even though it's ultimately going to be removed because it's not there in a good way, we certainly still could be making. The question, however, that comes up is when somebody has temporary fillings. And if somebody has a temporary filling or a temporary crown or anything like that, the question is, what is the halacha as far as it is being a chatzitza or not? Because if we go back to what we learned from Rashi, we learned in our previous year, the Rashi says that why is the halacha that a mil hamachbir, when you're not makbir on something, that's not considered a chatzitza. So Rashi explained, because there's no reason that you're going to remove it. But here we're referring to a situation where it will certainly be removed. It's a temporary filling. And therefore, according to Rashi, it seems that it should be considered a chatzitza. However, I saw that the Chelkus Yaakov, in Shiles of Tshuvas, Chelkus Yaakov, Yoridei Simen Kuf Hei, is lenient. He says, the only time Chazal said that if you're going to remove something, it's not considered part of the body, That's only a situation where you're makpid to remove it. But in a situation where you're not makpid to remove it, that means, let's say somebody has a temporary filling in his mouth, and there's nothing, there's no pain, there's no disease, there's nothing pushing him to remove it from his mouth. When the doctor will have to remove it, because whatever treatment he has to do with the tooth, he will remove it then, that's not considered something that you want to remove. Something that you want to remove, says the Chalkis Yaakov, is something that's bothering you and you want to remove. But it's not something that's bothering you and you're not going to remove it. Maybe a doctor will remove it because he needs to remove it. That isn't considered a chetzitza. And so too does the Shevet HaLevi and the Shoyl HaMeshiv has a tshuva on the subject. And the Shoyl HaMeshiv also takes a very lenient approach, even regarding temporary fillings. And he says that if there's a temporary filling, it's not considered a chatzitza. And it's actually worth repeating a part of what I saw from the Shoyl HaMeshiv and the tshuva. The tshuva in the Shoyl HaMeshiv is Chel Gimel Simen Kuf Ches. He quotes a Tosefta. A Tosefta at the end of Masechta Mikvos. And the Tosefta says, Hanichnas Lo Chetz B'Yerchoi, if somebody has an arrow lodged in his thigh, Rebbe Omer Ein HaChotzitz, Rebbe says it's not considered a chatzitza. The Chum Omer Harei Yisei Chotzitz, the Chum considered a chatzitza. Continues the Braisa, the Tosefta, B'med V'Ramurim B'Shal Matchis, only if it's made out of metal, Abel Shal Eitz, if it's made out of wood, Harei Yisei Chotzitz. V'im Karma Lov Ha'or M'mala, if there's a scab on top of it, HaKamoydim, it's not considered chatzitza. And the Rash explains, why is there a difference between metal and wood? He explains, because by metal, the water could still penetrate. It doesn't fill up the hole. Not by wood. Another nafkamina, he says, is by metal there's a sakana to remove it. And therefore, nobody's going to remove it. It's not a chatzitza. So says the Shoyl HaMeshiv, from here we see that something that people don't typically want to remove, even though it's not there permanently, nobody's going to walk around the rest of his life with that metal arrow in his body, it's still not considered a chatzitza. And many poskim have a very difficult time understanding the Shoyl HaMeshiv. Because as we just learned, this is a machloikis of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the metal spear is not a chatzitza. The Chum say it is a chatzitza. So how is the Shoyl HaMeshiv bringing a raya from Rabbi Yehuda? According to the Chumim, we have a raya that it is a chatzitza if it's going to be removed. So explain the Achroinim. What is the machloikus of Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Rebbe's opinion is that since removing this metal spear involves pain, so a person doesn't remove it, doesn't want to remove it, he's going to ignore removing it, and that's why it's not considered a chatzitza. The Rabbanan hold, yes, it's painful to remove it, but it's a one-time event. And therefore, since it's only a one-time event, nobody wants to leave a metal extraneous object in his body and remove it. But were we there to have these considerations? Were we not to have the consideration according to Rabbanan? Saying that the metal is bothering him and you don't want to keep the metal in the body, then of course even the Chachamim would agree it's not a chatzitza. So therefore, says the Shoyl HaMeshiv, if somebody has a temporary filling in their mouth, if they have a temporary filling in the mouth, that isn't bothering them. Nothing is pushing them to want to have that removed. And since nothing is pushing them to wanting to have that removed, even the Chachamim would agree that even though it's not there permanently, it doesn't share the same characteristics as the metal spear. Where there's a machloikus between the Rebbe and Chachamim on the temporary filling, everybody would agree that it's not considered a chatzitza. It's very interesting to point out, because of course, these questions about fillings and work on dental work are such common questions, I saw that there are two tshuvas. One is a tshuva in the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Beis Yoredei Siman Tzadik Zayin that discuss very extensively many different questions that come up regarding teeth and chatzitz in the teeth. And first we'll review some of the points that the Shevet Halevi makes. He says certainly a false tooth that comes in and out, the person removes, is everybody will agree is a chatzitza. Similarly, he says, if somebody has a hand or a foot, Rachman Otzlan, a prosthesis that he always takes on and off, they would be considered a chatzitza. On the other hand, a permanent filling, says Rav Osner, is certainly not considered a chatzitza. A temporary filling that nobody touches and doesn't have a reason to touch, he also, as I said, considers it not to be a chatzitza. He says, on the other hand, let's say the temporary filling is only supposed to be in the mouth for a certain amount of time, and now came the time where it's the time to remove the temporary filling. He says that then at that point it becomes a chatzitza. If, says Rav Osner, somebody has dental work being done on a root and they fill it, and then when the doctor is working on it, he takes it out and then puts it back in. If it's the kind of filling that somebody could go around for a long time, even though the dentist is in the middle of treating that root, it can be considered that it's not a chatzitza. Somebody who has crown work or bridge work, says the Rav Osner, is certainly not considered a chatzitza. Furthermore, he says that braces, are not considered a chatzitza. If, on the other hand, says Rav Osner, I don't even know what the name for this is in English, if somebody has problems that his teeth are loose and they put some sort of reinforcement around it that to keep them supported, that, he says, if it's easily removed, one should remove it before going to the mikveh. If it's not easily removed, then one need not remove it before going to the mikveh. Similarly, Rav Moshe Shtenbuch in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hoggis, Chele Gimel, Simen Reish Ayin, has a very interesting discussion about dental work, and he says as follows. He says, first of all, we haven't quoted, but we should quote this at this point. Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Chelek Yerodeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadik Zayin, has a very interesting approach towards dental work. And his approach is that anything the dentist says should be in your mouth. The fact that it's temporary or permanent is immaterial. The fact that it's there in your mouth because of medical reasons, because that's what the dentist says your teeth require, that is enough for it not to be considered a chatzitza. That's Rav Moshe's opinion, a very long tshuva in Siman Tzadik Zayin that he wrote to his brother. Rav Moshe Shtenbuch differentiates between a temporary filling that's going to be there for a month. If it's going to be there for a month, then it's not considered a chatzitza. If it's going to be there for less than a month, then it is a chatzitza. But then he says a very interesting question. According to his opinion, that we count with a month, how do we count the month? Do we count the month from when the temporary filling was put into the mouth? And if it's going to be in the mouth for 30 days, that's enough that it shouldn't be chatzitza. Or do we count it from when the person is going to the mikveh? So let's say a person has a temporary filling in their mouth, even for a while, and they go today to the mikveh, but they have their dental work scheduled for the near future when this temporary filling will be removed. And there aren't 30 days from today, the day the person is going to the mikveh, until that temporary filling will be removed. He says that we could be makel, that number one, as we just said, Ramosh is makel all dental work, even temporary fillings. Number two, we could certainly be makel if it's going to be in your mouth for 30 days, even if it's not 30 days from the day you're going to the mikveh. Furthermore, he says, if he wants to differentiate between a temporary filling that's noticeable, that it's not part of your mouth, or it's made in a way that it looks like the rest of your teeth, and he therefore says, certainly if the doctor says that the temporary filling is there and it's important that it should remain there, the halacha is that it's not considered a chatzitza. Let's say, on the other hand, somebody has a filling that is bothering him, and the doctor is saying there's a chance of infection or other such a problem, and it's a filling that must be immediately removed. It says, and it's already going to be removed, that, he says, is considered a chatzitza. And he says, when we're lenient as far as filling in the mouth, even if most of the teeth have fillings, it doesn't bother us. What happens, he says, if a person is in the middle of having dental work being done, and the doctor begins the dental work, and within a week, and the doctor tells them to come back in a week. So the temporary, and he fills that hole or fills the nerve, whatever, with some sort of a filling. So now we're not talking about a temporary filling that's going to be there 30 days or longer. We're talking about a temporary filling that's going to be there for only a week. So there is a Shailas HaTshuvos Chelkos Yoyev. The Shailas HaTshuvos Chelkos Yoyev says that we could be lenient if it's going to remain there even for as little as a week. A week is enough already to be considered that it should not be considered a chatzitza. If somebody has stitches that dissolve by themselves, so here it's more of a question. Reb Moshe Sternberg says, if the temporary stitches take a week to dissolve, they are not considered a chatzitza, one could be lenient. Furthermore, if somebody has braces in their mouth, so certainly, says Reb Moshe Sternbuch, if we're following Reb Moshe's opinion, that it's anything that's there for medical benefit is considered not a chatzitza, so therefore automatically the braces would not be considered a chatzitza. Furthermore, if there's room for the water to get in between the brace and the teeth, it's certainly not a chatzitza. And in general, as we complete this series of shiurim, the paiskim take one more reason that we could be lenient when we have questions regarding chatzitza in the teeth. Because there's a concept of beis hastorim, that a part of the body that's not visible, that's internal, doesn't require tefillah or not. So we're machmer that any part of the body where water could reach requires tefillah. And the teeth, obviously, are part of the body where water could reach. But there are paiskim that are more lenient, that consider that anything that's inside the body to be considered the beis hastorim. And anything that's inside the body that is the beis hastorim, we could be more lenient because there's a question if there's a chiyuv tefillah d'oraisa. So we combine all the other factors that we've been discussing in this year. When one has a shaila and he has no easy solution how to remove these fillings or these shaky teeth or the braces, they could go to the mikveh even with them in the mouth, and it would not be considered a chatzitza.